Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
That's all I need to know about you. I'm Anna, and that's Raven. It's snowing. It's a mess.
Sure.
We get it. But there's two kinds of drivers. And we always poke fun at the ones that all of a sudden don't know how to drive, and they're crawling, or they're spinning out because they don't have the right tires.
Or I'm going to take up three lanes here because that's what we do in snowstorms. I'm going to take up three lanes. Nobody can pass me.
But I think what's worse is the person that's got all the confidence because they are the best snow drivers, and that is all I need to know about you. They're the ones that are doing 75 on the highway and, like, trying to go around all the cars, rolling their eyes and throwing up their arms because they think they are so much better drivers than everybody else.
Let me ask you a question here, all right? And I want you to answer with all honesty. Was it either A, a Toyota Prius, or B, a Honda Odyssey? Be honest. Be honest.
That was driving crazy?
Yes.
No, it was a Land Rover.
No? You didn't see either of those?
No. Why?
I have been passed in blizzards by Priuses doing 85 miles per hour. That unbelievable gas mileage gives people the utmost confidence. It's so misplaced.
If you do that, aren't you asking to die?
I feel like when you're in a Prius, you feel like even if you're doing Mach 5, you're still probably getting more than 30 miles a gallon.
Right, but
so you
still
feel like there's no... I have been passed in an SUV. That in four-wheel drive by a Prius in a blizzard. Didn't happen today, but I'm just saying, they're reckless.
I mean, do they think they're automatically getting into heaven because they're driving a Prius?
I don't know, man.
Right?
I don't know. Leo DiCaprio is going to walk me in through the gates of Valhalla. If you hit the puddle or the snowbank when the person is running or jogging by, if you're that person.
On purpose.
Oh, you've done it then.
No, I would never.
Oh, yeah.
No, but sometimes you just can't avoid it. Nah. Like, what are you doing outside right now next to this puddle?
Right, it's their fault. Right? Well, it's their fault, right?
It's one thing if you're aiming for it. It's another thing if you have no other option. It's like when you see a cat going in the middle of the road.
Okay.
You don't want to hit the cat.
I mean, why use a cat as an example? That is somebody's pet. Use a squirrel,
because
for God's
I'll never
sakes.
Forget it. When I was getting my driver's license a million years ago, I remember that you learned that if there was an animal crossing
you just strike them dead.
You're not supposed to slam on the brakes.
During Anna Zapp's license test, her first one, she killed three goats that were roaming, a bear, two cubs, and also a cat.
And that giraffe.
And that cat was on...
I don't
on
even
a
know where that giraffe
That
came
cat
from.
Was on its own front porch, but you were aiming at that point. Yeah, I got a pass.
That's all I need to know about
what
you.
What do you mean I'm not going to have to parallel park after that?
But that's what they teach you. Don't you think that's crazy? I'm like, shouldn't we at least try to step on the brakes so we don't kill this poor animal?
I mean, go with a squirrel, man. Nobody loves a squirrel.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Holidays are a joyous time of year, Raven.
They're supposed to be, right? You come bounding down the stairs, you see what Santa brought you, you celebrate, it's a great time. You spin that dreidel, you get a present for 8 nights.
Yeah, the emotions are running high, there's a level of excitement, but every once in a while, there's disappointment. And there's sadness.
Oh, that's the worst.
Santa and Raven, when was the Christmas that you cried?
Is it when the ghost shows up and shows you all the things that you did bad in your past life?
No.
All right. You're not going to have a baby with that girl that loved you that you turned away?
No. All right. I'll never forget the Christmas I cried. And it was only been one, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You vowed after that, never again. Never again shall this happen to Anna Zapp.
I had convinced myself that this was going to be the year that, at the time, my husband now, but I thought he was going to propose to me on Christmas Day.
Oh.
I convinced myself, like I had the whole scenario playing out in my mind that we were going to be at my parents' home.
Right.
Where we wake
surrounded
up and we spend
by family.
Yep. And we were going to go under the tree and there was going to be a box and he was going to ask me in front of the whole family. I had it like to the point where I truly believed it.
I mean, had you guys discussed this plan or this was an entire backstory telepathically you thought that he knew that this was what was supposed to happen?
I don't know how it came about, but like.
You're not even sure.
I'm not sure.
It's all hazy.
Because we had talked about getting engaged and we had talked about getting married.
Right.
So I just thought like it all
this was gonna happen.
Play it out.
The timing was right and this was when it was going to happen.
We talked about kind of rings I like and I just thought it was real.
Right.
And that morning came and I opened that box and it was like I had played it out in my head where,
right.
you know, we were family and that we were exchanging gifts.
Right. But in the box was not a ring.
It was earrings.
Nice.
Which weren't even that awesome, to be honest.
It broke your heart.
Oh, my gosh. So I kept it together, but then I excused myself, and I went up to my childhood room, and I bawled.
You bawled in your childhood room?
I bawled in my... And I cried.
Oh, man.
And then
how awkward
up.
For him, because, like, he knows something's going on.
Right. So he came up, and he's, you know, and he was, like, nice
You're
about it.
Red-faced and all
yeah.
that.
He's like, I didn't, now we're not ready yet. And it literally took him almost another year. We didn't get engaged to the next Thanksgiving. Think about
man.
It. But the worst part about that was that later on, one of my best friends, my old college roommate, Christina, she got engaged and she had only been dating her boyfriend for like less than a year at that point or something like that.
Right. And it is a race to the finish, as we've covered many times.
But here's the thing is that I was genuinely happy for her. I love her more than one of the, and she's like my favorite person in the world.
Right.
But I was
now
so crushed.
That you're married.
Well, no, back then too. I was happy for her, of course. But it was so disappointing. And I think that happens a lot on Christmas is that you build up all these things that are going to happen.
Well,
and then they don't.
Well, that'll happen any day. Remember, I was in Cancun that first time with my wife and she thought I was proposing because I had the mariachi come over. And I was like, no, I'm just really enjoying the dinner.
She made her cry.
Tacos are delicious, and these margaritas are truly refreshing.
She thought you were going to propose, and you invited over a mariachi band?
I mean, what? You can get three guys for $5 for 15 minutes. Why? I mean, why is that an investment for marriage? I mean, she made a lot of assumptions there. It's not like it was baby Jesus' birthday, and it was expected for there to be an engagement.
1-800-330-9999. Why did you cry on Christmas? So much hype around the holidays. Sometimes it doesn't live up. And then you end up crying on Christmas Day.
No question about it, man.
Yeah, like the year I thought I was getting engaged. I didn't. It was heartbreaking. I really had convinced myself that was going to happen. We asked on our Facebook page, when did you cry on Christmas? Jim Rowe, I cried when I came home from college. I went shopping for my little brother and sister, only to have my car broken into and emptied. Man, that sucked.
You got to get everything inside, man. I know you feel like that's the stash spot, but you got to get it inside. People are ready for you.
Sitta wrote, I got dumped on Christmas by my boyfriend's mother. She called and told me she'd miss me. He didn't even tell me. We saw each other the night before and everything. I was devastated. Who makes your mom?
She would miss you?
Right. She called to say, like, my son's not going to date you anymore. I'm going to miss you. You know when you get close to somebody's mom and you break up with them and you can never talk to them anymore?
You can't get real close to them either. Like, that's a rule as a parent. You can't do that. And your mom, you should never, you're being disloyal by calling the other.
But first of all, your mom shouldn't break up with your girlfriend for you.
Right.
Shouldn't we just say that?
Right.
There's no world.
How do you
where
ghost somebody on Christmas? Right. What if that person shows up at the celebration?
And then Melody wrote, everyone has serious issues. And I'm over here like, when I was a kid, I cried because my little brother got the cool spinning crayon holder that I wanted.
I was going to say, like, there was a year that I really, really, really thought I was getting a new video game system. And I did for my grandma. But grandmas don't know anything about video game systems.
Right.
So, like, it was like a horrible video game system. Of course, I just saw somebody sold one, like, on eBay for, like, $7,000. But,
good.
Yeah.
Right.
I never held on to it.
Oh, hey, Anna and Raven. Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
Oh, yeah. The Anna and Raven Westfield Trumbull Santa tip line. You can call 203-783-8282. It's a voicemail. You can leave messages 24/7. Let Santa know who's been naughty.
Yeah. Let's put it to you this way. There's two of you standing in a line. There's only one of the item that you both want.
Mm-hmm.
The other person is deemed an undesirable. Who gets the thing that remains? You!
That's right. It's your duty as an American and a child to let us know who's being bad.
Right, because it could work out better for you.
Hi, Santa. My teacher has been misbehaving. She has been yelling at Sophia. So, yeah, I really like you, so you're my best hero in the world.
Best.
You're the best. We'll give you a lot of cookies when you come. Okay, bye.
Do you think that that counts as bribery? You're the best.
You're the best.
I'm going to give you so many You're the best.
You're my
cookies.
Biggest hero.
You're my biggest hero.
And when you get here, there'll be enough cookies right here.
There's going to be, literally, there's going to be a truck full of cookies.
And by the way, so Sophia, my ride or die, all right?
Yeah.
She's been picking on Sophia a lot.
Right.
And it's not nice for the teacher to do that.
Message deleted. Message received at 5:10.
Raven would be a very fat.
Oh.
I think that they should both be on the naughty list.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Uh-huh, bye.
Message deleted.
Here's no explanation.
I mean, why are we being bad? And
right.
Not for nothing, but we actually control who's going to get these messages, if Santa's going to get them. Do you think we're sending that to Santa?
I'm just going to say, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence, all right? I can't be convicted without evidence.
Message received yesterday.
Oh. Hi, Santa. It's me, Jose. I'm calling with some of my friend Haley was out of the naughty because I forgot that she had a club on Monday.
Oh.
And she cuts me out. So, can you put her on the naughty list to give a call? Thank you. Bye.
Message deleted.
It's me, Jose.
Jose calls a lot.
It's me, Jose, again.
Jose has always got something to express.
I'll call you back in 5 minutes. If you have somebody that's being naughty, we want to hear about them. It's 203-783-8282. That is the Santa tip line. This is so dumb, but I need your opinion on it, Raven.
Okay.
See what you think. It's Anna and Raven. So for Christmas, I asked for a new coat. Now, the whole reason why I asked for a new coat is because my usual coat that I love, that I have been wearing, I now have a post baby body, even though it's been over a year, and I've accepted the fact that I may never go back to the way I was.
So you're not able to zip the coat?
Well, I can, but right, it literally looks
is an
like
investment.
A sausage.
Let's get to the real stuff. It's a Canada Goose coat. They're pricey.
And they're very warm.
Yes. There's no contending that it's a high-quality product.
But
I love that you have to keep over-explaining it, because it is an expensive coat.
But when I zipper it up, I am now like a sausage stuffed in it.
Right.
And I can't sit down or move all that freely.
With it being that high quality, when you zip it up, it doesn't actually push the extra that's in the middle now up?
No, it does. It contains
like,
me. It's like
Spanx. It's like Spanx.
It's
right.
Spanx.
It reshapes your body inside the coat like a sausage.
Right. It takes my chest and it flattens it like pancakes right against me.
Okay.
So anyway.
You've outgrown that coat.
Literally.
It's time for a new one.
My husband got me one. And by my husband got me one, it means I went online and ordered it myself.
He gave you the permission for you
he
to
said,
put it on the
car. He said, just get it for the Christmas. Get it yourself for Christmas. Okay.
Right.
So now it's been delivered. So I put it on yesterday, and I'm like, awesome. Now I have a coat that fits.
It's gorgeous.
He goes, no.
He comes walking in, and you have the coat on.
He's like, no, I have to wrap it and put it under the tree.
Yep.
What?
Totally.
I mean, what are you talking about? It's snowing outside. Like, I need to wear this coat.
No.
No, he's you have to wait till Christmas.
That's right.
I'm a grown-up.
Yeah?
I don't. He's like, then you're not going to have anything to open on Christmas morning.
That's right.
But I don't need anything to open on Christmas
morning.
You
say that now, but you'll be sat inside.
I won't.
And shredding through all the different toys
no.
that you've lined up, and you'll look around and you go, no, I'm really fine. But you won't feel fine.
But you think it's better for me to open a gift that I already know what it is?
It's ridiculous. A man puts a certain amount of presence in his mind that will be acceptable for his love, for his devoted, all right? And that needs to be a pile. When you line all the gifts up and it's time for wrapping time, it has to look like a sizable pile.
He makes my mom wrap the gift. You think he wraps it?
Well, it's hard for me to contend. With that, I didn't expect that when you were going to say it. Either way, all right, that's how it is in my house. I need to see the pile of things
even
that
if
I
she knows what
wife.
It is and she wants to use it. See, I only get one gift. It's an expensive gift. I'm only getting one. That's it. Like, there's no other
all
gift.
The more reason you have to wait.
That's ridiculous.
And he may put it in one of those bigger boxes. Does he ever do that? He puts it in 17 boxes? I mean, he'd have to ask your mom and pay her extra.
It's my mom.
If he wanted to have you unwrap, like, a bunch of boxes.
Or sometimes
like
he just
makes my daughter
do it. Like,
you buy airline tickets, you put them in 17. Boxes, right?
1-800-330-9999. If you know what you're getting, do you really have to wait to Christmas morning, or do you give a pass on it? My winter coat doesn't really zip up anymore because I had a baby over a year ago, and I'm still holding on to that excuse.
Likely story.
So I convinced my husband to get me a new one for Christmas. I ordered it myself, got exactly what I wanted. It shows up. I put it on last night. He's like, no. I have to wrap it and put it under the tree, which is ridiculous.
Well,
why?
Because it's a pricey coat, so it's the only gift that you're getting.
So
he needs credit for it. It's got to be under there so Santa sees that he brought you something.
No.
So, you know.
1-800-330-99.
Three kings are witness. All
99.
That.
It's Anna and Raven. Do I really need to wait to Christmas? I know what it is. It's ridiculous.
Yes, you should.
I mean, here's the thing. If she was going on an Arctic excursion, or if she was going on a sled, race, a dog sled race or something like that, where she really, really, really needed that coat that day, that'd be fine. But,
it would be different.
Right. Regular going in and out to the car and not liking her last coat because it makes her boobs go right under her chin now is not an acceptable reason.
It occurred to me that maybe you should ask for a Peloton.
Oh, that's it, sir. That is it, sir. You are now on the shaming side. They pulled that commercial.
That is hurtful,
sir. This phone call is over.
It's Anna and Raven's Couples Court. Ryan, let's start with you. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Got a Secret Santa thing going on at my job for the holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my boss.
Oh, gosh. It's so annoying.
Yeah. I know, the limit is $25, but I figured, let me splurge a little. So I got my boss his favorite wine. And my wife, she's saying that, it's a faux pas and that I'm kissing up and that everyone in the office is going to resent me for that. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm showing that I'm paying attention to my boss. I'm showing that, I'm a listener and stuff. And, so what if I'm kissing? But, I'm trying to advance like everyone else.
Yeah. How much of a difference are we talking about here? Is it a jump from 25 to 40 bucks, or is it more than that?
It's 175.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that.
No, but you can, because nobody knows how much wine costs. Jesse, what's the big deal with this?
Oh, no. If he's going to spend $175 on a bottle of wine for his boss, he's going to be looked at as a suck-up.
And maybe people won't
be taken seriously.
It's true. If nobody knows and you're discreet about it, whereas you don't drop it.
No, it's not about them knowing. It's about the boss knowing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. If the boss knows and then it feels like it's two people that are informed and it's a quiet thing, it's discreet,
Does that make it shady then?
It depends. I mean, the boss, it depends on the boss.
The fact that the boss knows, he's going to be like, oh, this guy's a chump.
He's going to look like a sucker.
Come on.
But Ryan, how good is your relationship with your boss?
It's decent, though. It's not like we're not hanging out all the time, but
he doesn't think you're a weasel, because that would be a big one.
I don't know.
Right. Whoever knows?
Who knows? Who says, my boss definitely thinks I'm a weasel? No one says that.
The weasel. Knows when they're a weasel and they're looked at as a weasel.
How do you know this is his favorite wine?
All right, this is going to sound creepy, but I saw on his Instagram, and basically he'd always shout out his favorite wine a bunch of times. So I was basically stalking his Instagram.
No, but that's you're just attentive. You're informed.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
You're conscientious.
Right.
That's what I think.
All right, what we do is ask our audience, and they may agree with you, Jesse, that your husband is really going overboard and he's going to look like a suck up and it's not going to be good for him.
Hmm.
But they may see Ryan's side too, that he's just showing his boss that he's appreciative and he's paying attention. I don't know. Would you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Anna and Raven Couples Court. I wonder if one of the interns will show up with a $100 bottle of whiskey for me. That would be nice.
I doubt it. Very much so. I doubt it.
It's upsetting.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Ryan got his boss as his Secret Santa, and the limit you're supposed to spend is $25, but Ryan, he's being a suck-up, let's be honest. He bought a $175 bottle of wine that he knows that his boss is going to love. He's like, what's the big deal? No one's going to know the difference anyway. A bottle of wine is a bottle of wine. Only he will know. His wife is like, are you crazy? You're going to look ridiculous to him.
Well, listen, being in the know is important, right? And paying attention to what somebody is into is also important, but it's a big jump, man. That's a real big jump.
You bring that bottle of wine back or you give it to him and you smile. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I am on her side. He cannot give a $175 bottle of wine to his boss when there's a $25 Secret Santa. His boss knows what the bottle of wine costs, and it's really sending it's just the wrong message to send. He really, if he wants to get him a bottle of wine, get him something that's $25, $30, we'll get a different gift.
But let me ask you something. If our boss was our Secret Santa,
right,
Keith Dakin,
right,
and we bought him something extravagant like that, he 100% would love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then he would make sure that the other employees knew that you had got it for them.
Right.
Highly inappropriate all around. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Ryan's a suck-up. He really, he is.
Well,
come on.
Even
he bought a $175 bottle of wine.
Listen, he's seen the boss shout out this bottle of wine on Instagram multiple times. He's just trying to feel informed and like, hey, you know what? I've got inside information. I'm going to try and make this a thoughtful gift. That thoughtful gift, though, is way beyond the limits of how this thing is priced out. And it's priced for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. And his wife, Jessie's like, no, you're going to look like a fool in front of your boss and your coworkers. Ryan says he doesn't think so. He thinks that it's just showing that he's attentive. No one's going to know how much the bottle of wine costs except for his boss. It
if
just
you're
shows
not in
that
the
he
know.
Cares.
Right. If you're not in the know, how would you know?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm going to be on the girlfriend's side. He should return the bottle of wine and get a cheaper bottle.
Yeah, I mean, showing that you're smart enough to get a bottle of wine that's good at a better price is also important, I think, too.
I think on top of that, you don't even...
Exactly.
I think even a gift card to go to a liquor store saying, I know how much you love wine. Hopefully you can put this towards something you'll love.
Mm.
Is showing that you're thoughtful but still doing what you're supposed to do.
I would love a liquor store gift card if anybody's wondering.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side because there may be some internal rules and regulations where they cap dollar amounts that you can exchange internally.
Yes, it's called the Santa rule. Santa has already given the price. Right.
Who enforces it? The elves?
I don't know, but you don't want to meet up with them. Anna and Raven, whose side do you want?
I am on his side. I have a good relationship with my boss. His favorite thing to drink is Kettle One. Every Christmas, I used to buy him Broadway theater tickets just to, you know, hey, he pays my paycheck. The rest of my coworkers, they don't sign my check.
Right.
I mean, there's something to be said about that. It's true.
Right. Booze, Kettle One, though, a lot cheaper than the wine.
If he's a good guy, if he's a good boss, I'd say go right ahead.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jesse, our audience agreed with you. There's limits on these things, so these type of situations don't come up. So the fact that it's not like a few dollars more, it's a lot more.
Mm.
And I think that it's going to send the wrong message. Maybe just getting a gift card for the $25 to a liquor store, or maybe just getting a good bottle that's $25. Maybe that's a better route to go.
I mean, I already brought it, though. That's the thing.
I told you.
You're saying I should get another bottle for like $25?
I think that if you had a well-reviewed bottle, I mean, if he's really a wine drinker, then somebody that knows something about wine and gets a fine bottle of wine, we all know that there are good bottles of wine at the $25, the $50 range, whatever. It's all about being in the know. So he might appreciate being aware that you're in the know more than he would be the gift that makes an awkward situation for you guys if anybody were to find out. It is a big jump. A big jump.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to succeed. That's all.
Well, right. It's not the way to do it. Work harder.
Well, look smart by drinking that bottle of wine at your cubicle as he walks by. He'll be like, oh, you also enjoy this bottle of wine. You'll be like, yes, it's the only way I start my Thursday. Right.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Kristen, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck.
Two Kristens in a row. Let's see if you can do better than yesterday's. All right, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quick as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Ready.
Number 1. Beetlejuice is leaving Broadway in 2020. What actor played Beetlejuice in the 1988 film?
Michael Keaton.
Number 2, Beyonce says that she stopped caring about being number 1 when she became a mom. What is her oldest daughter's name?
Blue Ivy.
Number 3, Anne Hathaway was seen in Connecticut this past weekend with a baby, which we're assuming is baby number 2 with her and her husband. What Disney movie does she play a 16-year-old that finds out she's the heir to the Genovia throne?
I have no idea.
Number 4, Martin Scorsese's gangster film, The Irishman, was watched by more than 26 million streaming accounts. What streaming service currently has it?
Hulu.
And number five, the person who bought the famous jacket that Olivia Newton-John wore in the Grease gifted it back to her after paying $240,000. In what 1981 song video is she in a gym and does she wear a sweatband and workout clothes?
Oh.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Let's Get Physical.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
All right, how'd you do?
She got 2 out of 5.
Wow. Took a while.
All right. Number one, Beetlejuice is leaving Broadway in 2020. What actor portrayed Beetlejuice in the 1988 film?
Michael Keaton. Fantastic.
That's right.
I mean, I know people that love that movie. It's like their thing. They'll watch it over and over and over again. It creeps me out, actually.
Number two, Beyonce says that she stopped caring about being number one when she became a mom. What is her oldest daughter's name?
Blue Ivy's the oldest, right?
That's right. You guys are tied at 2. Actually, just announced the relaunch of Ivy Park, her workout gear, and now she'll design all the pieces.
Isn't she like 6? So who is doing the working out? I mean, she's 6.
No, Ivy Park is the name of the workout brand. Okay. Blue Ivy isn't doing the working out.
All right, she's not working out. Right. Okay, good.
Number 3, Anne Hathaway was seen in Connecticut this past weekend with a baby, which we're assuming is baby number 2, even though there's been no announcement.
Hey, did she steal that baby?
What Disney movie does she play a 16-year-old that finds out she's the heir to the Genovia throne?
Isn't it The Princess Diaries?
That is correct. You beat Kristen. Number 4, Martin Scorsese's gangster film, The Irishman, was watched by more than 26 million streaming accounts. What streaming service currently has it?
Netflix. I hear it takes like 2 days to watch. It's 3.5 hours long. And I got to be honest with you, Robert De Niro, I can't deal with your computer-enhanced younger face. It's weird.
My husband, it took him 3 days to watch it.
It's really long, man. Yeah. And Scorsese, stop complaining.
Number 5, the person who bought the famous jacket that Olivia Newton-John wore in Grease, gifted it back to her after paying $240,000.
That's really sweet.
It was. In what 1981 song video is she in a gym, and does she wear a sweatband and workout clothes?
Oh, my gosh. Let's Get Physical.
It's called Physical, not Let's Get Physical.
Well, Physical.
I didn't give it to either of you.
I mean, it's in the title, but that's all right. I win anyways.
Physical.
All the videos back then were wacky, man.
Yeah. Kristen, I'm sorry. He beat you 4-2 this morning.
This is Kristen from Trumbull, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That is coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. Our Santa Claus is here right now. Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa, our friend here with Anna and Raven.
It just makes me happy inside.
Yeah, you brought so many things for us to give away. I don't even know where to begin. It's fantastic. What's going on, buddy?
Everything's good.
Oh, what is happening here? Where are you?
There we go. Is that better?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I love being here, even if you have to get up at 5:30 in the morning and drive through the snow.
Yeah.
Well, you're
Santa Claus. That's what you do.
I got so sad inside for a minute when I thought you might be delayed the other day. I was like, oh, no, this is terrible.
No, I wouldn't miss it. This is my holiday tradition. I love being here.
So, Adam Broderick Salon and Spa, you can visit them in South Barry or Ridgefield. I go to Ridgefield. That's my location. I feel bad because I was just saying, Adam, I made my appointment last minute for Saturday for my color, and that my usual hair cutter isn't there. And he's like, do you need me to call somebody? Then I felt bad, and I was like, yeah.
You almost name dropped it. And then you did name drop it.
They don't let me do much, but I can certainly get you hooked up with a hair appointment.
Yeah, they might be. Adam is on line 3.
Right.
He's been sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
You had your holiday party this week, too, an epic celebration with everybody.
It was amazing. We had 230 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
So we were talking about this earlier this morning because there was a company that they gave all their employees $10 million to split amongst themselves. And then we were joking, like, we never get anything like that. But you gave away some serious prizes, too.
And I was thinking about giving away $10 million as well. However, that thought just kind of moved past.
Right.
But we did have great gifts and great prizes, round trip airline tickets, huge TVs. Everybody wants a 9-foot TV these days. So.
That is the thing.
And I had to carry it in with 2 other people, so it was a big one.
That is fantastic.
What's going on at the salon? What's new and exciting?
You know what? Everything is really very positive. We've got a great team. We are in holiday mode. The gift card tent just went up.
Yeah.
And, we're going into the new year with some advanced wellness services and different things like cryo that destroy fat cells.
Yeah. Does that work?
So, yes, it does work.
Yeah. So what do you do?
We've been training for the last 2 months. It's pretty amazing. It's like a paddle that gets really, really cold and then immediately very warm, and it kind of shrinks the fat cells and then kind of explodes.
It blasts them.
It blasts the fat.
It's a laser blaster.
Do you need a guinea pig? Because I'm available.
Absolutely. They and they can do the neck and face, which is immediate. So they call it a red carpet lift. And all that starts in January.
Now, Adam, did you just go right to the neck and face? Because you look at Anna and that's what you're seeing here. I mean, I think she's radiant today. Oh. I mean, that was hurtful, really.
Oh, what a troublemaker. He is,
I mean,
huh?
Can you imagine?
You look amazing. But I only mentioned it because it's one of the few services you can do with one treatment.
Wow.
The other ones are a little bit more of a commitment. What? 5 or 7 appointments.
That's really...
You guys are always on the cutting edge of this stuff.
Always,
I love it.
Always. You were like the first people to bring CBD. Yeah.
I was
going to
say, you came in here last time like George Clinton, P-Funk.
Yeah.
You were vaping on one thing, blowing on another. You were like, oh, it's all for help. I was like, okay, hippie.
It's true, but just trying to stay relevant. And my vision, my passion is quality, but also being relevant and offering people the newest and greatest. And technology has certainly changed the way people look at spa.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, amazing results, quick results.
You know, I think a lot of people come there, and like you said, there's all the new cutting edge things that you offer, you always have. But your gift shop is old school and awesome.
Yes.
Like all the beautiful jewelry and all like the little like trinkets that you could pick up. And it's such a perfect place, like when you're waiting for your hairstylist to come down, just to grab a couple of holiday gifts too.
And especially this year, because the holiday, as you know, is much more condensed.
Yeah. Right.
Thanksgiving came late. Mm-hmm. Hanukkah and Christmas are on top of it, you know, the same time. So it's really, you can get your look done and then have a little bit of a shopping spree and have everything packed and ready to go.
Yeah, that's a good day right there. When you can wrap up a few things at once in one stop, it's a good spot.
Yeah. We were talking about the gift card tent. So if you order, you can go order online or you can go to the locations. You can get a $175 gift card and they throw in an extra $25. So it's an even $200, which is awesome. That's
nice.
A good deal.
Yes.
All right. We're going to give away a lot of things and that's going to be coming up in just a couple of minutes with Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. Our friend Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa, 2 locations, Ridgefield and Southbury, joining us in studio. And we call him our Santa Claus because whenever he comes, you know, you have awesome things to give away. And if you would like to play Heads Up, 1-800-330-9999. We have an entire spa package that will go along with that if you can win. And Adam, these spa packages are awesome.
Oh, thanks.
It's like the perfect day because you think about it.
It's really the experience when you go there.
It's so nice and it smells good and everybody's nice and it's so tranquil, especially after the craziness of the holidays, to look forward to having that. It's like the treat for yourself because you never buy yourself a spa package.
And that's why gift cards make such a nice gift, because you get the excitement of having it for the holiday, but then you the anticipation of a day of me time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we really work hard to make it special so you feel like you've really kind of taken care of yourself.
When Alicia went, she wanted to move in with Adam Broder. After
that,
she was like,
still sticks. She's right, welcome, I know. Anytime.
No, it's true. When you sit in that room, it like transports you. Like you feel the stress in your shoulders melt away. All right, 1-800-330-9999 if you want to play for the spa package. He's our real live Santa Claus, Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa, joining us. Right now, we're giving away an entire spa package to one of his locations in Ridgefield and Southbury. 1-800-330-9999. But if you want to win it, you got to play this.
2 hosts, multiple clues, only 1 right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Good morning, Jessica. Today we're playing Heads Up, powered by Stop and Shop, for a bunch of goodies from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. Adam is here with us, too. Know that you're going to have to get 5 out of 10 clues correct in 60 seconds or less. This morning, though, Adam Broderick himself is going to be giving you the clues. Now, Adam's pretty good at this game. You've done well before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jessica is going to do well also.
I hope so. All of these, of course, are something that you would find in a salon, especially this time of year, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Let's set that timer, Raven.
Go.
Okay. It's a tool that you plug in the wall to style your hair.
Blow dryer.
Good enough.
Blow dryer.
Yep.
Yep.
Curling iron.
It's... a gift that, did I give away the clue?
Yeah, that's all right.
It was a gift card, sorry. It's like a closet, but it heats up. and you sit in it to...
a sauna?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not the sun, but it's a machine that makes you appear golden.
Indoor tanner?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Tanning machine?
Yep.
Okay.
One more.
Something you do for your nails, and the person that does that is called a what?
Manicurist.
Oh, I knew you were going to do great.
Yeah, you did fantastic. Congratulations, Jessica. You just won a spa package to Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. He's got two locations, Ridgefield and Southbury. You're going to enjoy that so much. You keeping it for yourself, or are you going to give it away to somebody?
I'm not sure.
Well, here's what I suggest. Go get yourself a gift card and bring a friend, and the both of you guys can enjoy it together. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, Jessica, hold on the line. We'll get all your info, and we're going to have another prize coming up in just a couple minutes with Adam Broderick.
I'm not going to lie, Adam. You had me a little bit worried with the gift card when you blew that one. I was like, this is going to be so easy, but then you were like a scientist with your words after.
We keep calling him our Santa Claus because he's come with so many gifts. It's Adam Broderick from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. We're so happy to see you in the studio. We're always happy to have you here. You know, you make the day a little brighter.
I love being here.
It also tells me that it's time at the end of the year, because I know, and he always comes in like when there's a holiday coming or something to celebrate. So yeah, yeah. I'm like a kid like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you Saturday because I'll
yes,
be.
Yes, I will see you Saturday.
I gotta get my hair colored. My roots are like down to my chin at this point. It's embarrassing, you know.
He made a couple phone calls. He moved some things around. I mean, you were already coming in.
I know. When I call it out, they're like, oh, we don't have it. Okay, I wait till last minute, always, which you're not supposed to
do.
And
you wanted your special person.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I'll call somebody. I'm like, you don't have to do
God
thank
forbid
you.
That person be on vacation. Right.
Come
right.
on, you're a celebrity.
That's not necessary, Adam. Thank you.
Right. No.
The sentence isn't even out.
No, but seriously, my hair needs a cut. No, no thank you. And before we say goodbye, don't forget, two locations in Ridgefield and Southbury, and you can get a $200 gift card for just $175. You can visit their website, adambroderick.com. And there's so many things going on there. The gift shop, they are always on the cutting edge of technology. We talked about the cryo that you're doing. Am I saying that right, cryo?
Cryo, yes.
Yeah, there's so many things there. Treat yourself. I feel like the holiday season, especially as a mom, you're always buying for everybody else. You're worrying about everybody else. Treat yourself after the holiday is over to a spa day at Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. It's the most rejuvenating thing you can do. It really is.
Fantastic experience. And we do have some things to hand out,
yeah.
Right?
So we have a $100 gift card that we're going to give to one caller right now to Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. And we also have pairs of tickets. This is a Contemporary Theater of Connecticut. You brought us tickets to give away. This is a newer theater, correct?
This is the ACT Theater. It's Broadway quality, amazing. Katie Diamond brought it to life. It's her vision and passion. And
but you just love it. I mean, you came in last year talking about it, too. You love it over there.
Yeah, I'm a Broadway guy anyway, but to have that quality right in our backyard, between that and the Ridgefield Playhouse and the Prospector, I mean, it's a very cultural area, and the more people that come, the more people can stop for a blow dry before they go to the theater.
I love it. You need a perfect blowout. All right, so we have
You're so thoughtful.
Two pairs of tickets to check out the ACT Theater and to see Godspell, and a $100 gift card to Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. We're going to take three winners right now at 1-800-330-9999. Merry Christmas, Adam. Happy holidays. Thank you for coming
Same
in.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays, bud.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.